Sagt in jedem Mishnah in Yetes im Rav. Chamisha Davim Tmei Be'isha Ha'edoim V'ashocha V'chikeren Charkoi V'chmei Be'adama Chamazik. Tanakama holds that there are five Damim which are Tmei Be'isha. V'shamerim Af Chamei Be'tilsa Chamei Be'basit Tzli Be'sil Metare and Be'sil is Metare those. Hayorek Akav Yubem Mahala Metame V'chom Metare. And we have machlekes about yarek. So the word says, "Minolon tiika dam tahr beisha." How do we know that bechlal is dam tahr beisha? Duma kol dam da osi minei tame. Maybe any dam that comes from her is tame. I'm rabcham bayis. I'm rabayisha. I'm akra. Ki yipali mibchadav l'meshpa ben dam the dam, ben dam tahr the dam tame. Because it's teaching us that there is some kind of difference, a difference between dam to dam, and the difference is dam tar to dam tame. Gemara later on says, "Umimai da hani tairin, da hani tmein, amravo damakrav ayiru moyev es hamay es hamayim edaimim b'dam kedam, the memra de dam edaimu." So the pasuk brings a pasuk over here to teach us that dam is edoim, where it says, "Eima edoim v'sulois." Maybe it's only edoim and not anything else. I'm ravo. I'm akro. Dameho dameh harikan arba. Each dameh is two, so we have a total of four. So dameho dameh teaches four. So one thing. So we start off the gemara with menolin dikadam tar beisha. And it taught us a pasuk, "Kipal mechadav mish b'endam l'dam, b'endam tar l'dam tami." Okay, b'endam tar l'dam tami. Then the Gemara says, "Now, how do I know that there is tar and tami? We might have any tar and any tami." So the Gemara brings a drasha: the dam is edoim. Dam is edoim. So if dam is edoim, says maybe it's only the shpitz edoim. So in that the Gemara answers, Dameha Dameha. Dameha Dameha teaches that there's four shades of dam that's tame. So is the Gemara falling off of the drasha of that dam is tame? That is Edom, the dam tame is Edom. Is the Gemara falling off from that and now there's a new drasha of Dameha Dameha to be marbit between that there are four types of dam that's tame? Or it's been mechadish in the drasha that dam is edoim, that there are four mini edoim that are tame. You know, what's going on over here in the Gemara? You want to start off that dam is the which dam is tame? Dam edoim from pasuk. Then the Gemara has a kash on that. So the Gemara answers dameha dameha. Is that a new drasha over here, or we were still working with the first drasha of edoim? The Gemara is Mamshech. The Gemara says, "Beshame oimim afkimei tilsim." The less little Beshame demeha demeha. Beshame doesn't hold the drasha of demeha demeha. How could that be? Harikanaba, he doesn't hold the drasha of four. Iba isema leslo. Either we could say you're right, he does not hold of it. Iba isema islo. Mila yom Rav Chanina shachar edaim. Din Rav Chanina say shachar edaim al shalaka. He got. Changed its color. Achanami milkahu dalaki. So he also it changed this color. So now the Gemara is answering either that he does not hold the drasha of the Ma'adama, or he holds of it, but he's learning that these colors are milkalaki. Taisvis over here, Tais the Maschal. Leslie, it's on Amud Beis. Pirish. 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 Leslie Dalid. Dafke. He doesn't hold that there's Dafke 4. Nafke le achamishi mikra achrina. Is that going on? Kavya. Yeah, we have seen the over there also. Okay, let's see a kavya. So that's Beishame. The Gemara says, Hayorek a kavya mahal tame. Pedimara velesa la kavya demea demea. Harikan Arba, the Akavi doesn't hold the drasha of the Medimea. So the Marin says, Iba Isema, Lesle. Either we're going to say he does not hold of it, Viba Isema, Isle. Mila Amram Kanina, Shachar Edemuel Shalaka, Hanabi Milku Dulaki. Zaktais is Lesle. What does it mean? Doesn't hold it. Pirish, Lesle Dalad Dafka. He doesn't hold that there's four only. Al Nafkle Achamishi Mikra Achrina. But he'll learn the fourth one out from a different pasuk. Meaning that what they're saying is that Avadi Hidarshin's Dameha Dameha. And the Joshua Dameha Dameha is for four Mine Damin. Except that Kavya has another drasha to be Merames, another one. Kavya has another drasha. The Arul Chaneh points out. Settled. The Arul Chaneh says that Apid Yishami, that perhaps the other part, the fifth pasuk is V'dam Yezayva Bibsara. Okay, so he has a fifth pasuk to make a drasha for the fifth one. The Marshal has a kasha on Tesis. Marshal doesn't understand why Tesis only saying this over here by a kavya. She said this by the Shita Beis Shammai, right? And Arul Chaneh is Moisif. He says it's been doing that. It's only in a kavya because the lashon is. He says Pish Lesle Daladav El Nafka Le Nafka is a lashon Yachid, and also says Hachamishi. Mishami was Moisif another two, which is Hachamishi Vashishi. So Tais is saying it only in Akavya. Why is he saying it only in Akavya? He should have said it also in Beis Shammai. That's the Marashal's kash. So the Marashal gives two terutzim. And let's try to understand the two terutzim. With that, I think we can understand the Beis Yosef and some other Mefarshim over here in the Simcha. One terutz the Marashal says is that without the pasuk of Dameha, we wouldn't say that Dam Yorik is Bechlal Mara Edim. Therefore, a kavya has to have another pasuk to be marbet. In as Meme Tilson, who Meme Basitz Li, that I could say in Svara, I could say it's Bechlal Edim. It's Daimet Edim, I didn't mean to say the word Daimet, but in Svara, I could say that this is also included in Edim. And therefore, Beis Shammai doesn't need any extra psukim to be marba these two. And more than that, Beis Shammai's shita could be that anything which is edayim is tameh. That's Beis Shammai's shita. Akavya, who's coming to be mechaj to us, that there's another mara that's tameh, hayoraik. So for that, has to be there's another pasuk. So that's where Tosfos is pointing out that in Akavya, we're going to have to say, yeah, on the side of Lesle, Pirish, Lesle Daladavka Ella, he found another pasi to include a fifth Mara. But in Beis Shammai, we don't need to say that. That's one terrace. Which comes out according to this, a Bechidish, something which we will have to see if it stems with the Rishonim in the Sugya. But it comes out according to this, that a Kavya is asring a type of Dam which is not Bechal Edim, which is not in Edim. Which means that when the Gemara continued, the Gemara was chayzer from its original drasha. That drasha that the Gemara said, that Dam is Edim, because of the pasuk in Sefer Melachim, the Gemara is being chayzer from that. And what's being the chadash over here is that it could be Metam Edam, even though it's not Edim, which is a tremendous chiddush, number one. Number two, what, according to this Malach, according to Beis Shammai, comes out that any dam which is Bechlal Edim, any dam that I conclude in Edim, is Tameh. Anything which is not Edim is Tahar. So, Mimela, when the Gemara says, Bein Dam Ledam, in the beginning of the Gemara, Bein Dam Ledam, the Gemara uses the Lashon Bein Dam Tameh Ledam Tahar. According to Beis Shammai, substitute the word Tameh and Tahar, it's Bein Dam Edim, Ladam Eino Edim. That's all. It's very simple, according to Beis Shammai. Is it Edim or is not Edim? The Chazanish in Yerideya Simkuv Zayin, Oiz Dalet, he asks on this. He says that It's fair to say that according to Beis Shammai, any Mar Edim is Tahar. Because even within Beis Shammai, we see in the Gemara of the Chaf Amin Alphas before, that there's chilukim between Oidem to Karen Karkoim, between Karen Karkoim to Meimi Adama, from Meimi Adama to Mazuk, and it could be even these in between stages, maybe even redder. And yet, it's before in the Gemara that not all Edom is Tamei according to Beis Shammai. So, it's shver to say that according to Beis Shammai, all Edom would be Tamei. But those are the Chidushim in the first Malach of the Marshal. And that's the second Teretz of the Marshal, is that Akavya is being machashed to us when he includes Yorik, is because Yorik is also Edom. He never meant to say that it's a new Mara called Yorik. Yorik is also Edom. And that's why I need a Pasik to be Marbid. And even though it's Edom, I still need a Pasik to be Marbid. Why? Because Akavi agrees that not all Edom is Tame. So even though he's being Metame Yorik, but the Maisa holds like Basilo, the Chmeme Tilsa Chmeme Basasli is Tahar. And since not all Edom is Tamei, so I need Drushes to be Megaltas, how many are Tamei. And therefore, in Akavi, I need the Drusha to teach me that Yorik is also Tamei, and Barvad is Edom. Yorik is Edom. The Chassam Sefer and Chedushim over here learns like that. Also, you take a look at the Chedushim Chassam Sefer. That's what it lives in a Kavi also. Because Vishame held that there's more. There's even more. There's also maybe Tilson. There's also maybe Basitli. What? I didn't discuss Vishame yet. I just said a Kavi. I didn't say anything about Vishame, right? Well, I explained to you just Tyson, simple Tyson, second tariff of the Marshal, right? I'll have to get back to Vishame, right? Obviously. Now, it's before in many Rishonim that even the maskana, in order to be metame, there's a tnai of edom. It has to be red. Just examples of that. Take a look at Rashi. Rashi de remascho domeho domeho. Rashi says, the higilsis mekar domeho, vitara mekar domeho, haridalit. Haridalamine adumimus. There are four types of adumimus. Tameyaba. Avashulamatamem lavdamu. So it's before over here, there has to be a type of adumimus. If you take a look at lamata, lower down than this, lower down from mazuk, is namachaldam. The Rajba on Yutesa and Bezamas of Yorak. Uvahu afilo akavi be mahala matara le asr teira ella dam shu edoy. The Torah only asks the dam which is edoy. In Teres Abayis, in the beginning of Shar Aleph, by Zayin Shar Aleph, in the beginning he says, Tahu afilo akavi be mahala matara, the einoy doyme le edoy klal, it's not doyme to edoy at all. Le asr teira elam kein damu Sivoy Edoy. So it's before that even according to Maskana, and even according to Akavya Ben Mahalal, we're Metame only Dam which is Edoy. So that which is Metame Tam Yorok, we need to say because he held that this is also Bechlal, the color of Edoy. And if you take a look at the Ran in Chedushin, at the end of the Rimasa Basil Metarin, and the Ran also on the Rif in Shavuos Dav Gimel and Aleph, and the Ritva, Yitzhak Samrav, they say this with Furish. I told you to open the Shulchan Acharav. Shulchan Acharav and Sif Aleph. Oh, it's in the back of there? Thank you. Okay. Maybe someone can get Shulchan Acharav. Yes, sure. Okay, where is it? One second. Shulchan Aruch Rav over here in Sif Aleph, he says, Avag Ad Midraisa in Tmeim Al Dalamine Damim, Sheheim Dalamine Adumimimus, Shein Dam Al Eddoim, Sheneva Yeru Moyav Mineged Esamayim, Adumim Kedam. Chsivi Gilses Mekar Demeha, Chsivi Tarim Mekar Demeha. Vidarshu Chachamim, Chazal Dashend, over here, Chazal Dashend, Dameh, Arkan, Arba Mine Admimo, Shemarucham Mishnah, Shalmatmem Lab Damhu. So he says, so you see clearly over here also, the drushes of Chazal was, there has to be Admimos, Edom. So it comes out that Akavya was eating on the disaster. So now, Beishamai, the feast of Beishamai also is being maisif to us, Beishamai is being maisif to us that Meimei Tilsa, Meimei Basa Tzli is also Edom. We'll see soon why Tosfos didn't say it over there. Now, if we take a look at Tosfos, on your test on base, Tosfos to be a maschol hayorok, Akavya b'mahalo metame, hayorok, haynu ke'esrik, lo yorok ke'karsi, it's like ke'esrik and not yorok ke'karsi. The ain't zed noitel admimus. How do I know that it's not ke'karsi? Because that's not noitel admimus. V'stam yorok ke'inhu, k'dom m'blu v'gozu, yorok ke'karsi, m'chol d'stam yorok lav hachim. That Stam Yorik is not that. So what Taisa says over here, this Yorik is like an Esrig. Velo Yorik Kikarsi, the Ein Zen Noitel Admimus. It's not Noitel Admimus. What Taisa is saying is that, how do I know that the Yorik over here is not Kikarsi? Because not Noitel Admimus. Why does that be Noitel Admimus? Teretz is because Tosfos also agrees to this Yisoid. Tosfos agrees to this Yisoid that in order for it to be Metamir, it has to be Edom. So Tosfos didn't just say it's not Kikarsi because it's not Motsi for Isha to give off Dam like Kikarsi. He didn't say that. He said more than that. He's saying over here, Yisoid, he's saying because since I know that even according to Akavya has to be Edoim, and this is no Shaykhs to Edoim, so therefore, it can't be what Akavya is talking about. Must be talking about a different color Yarek, a Yarek Kesrek. If you take a look at Tosfos in Sukkah, Tosfos says in first on the Lamed Aleph on base, Tosfos says over here, in the Ramaschal HaYarek, Tosfos brings down our Gemara. He says, "Chay mashma beperik beis denida." Gabe hey damim tamei beish. It's not yark a kavi b'mal matamei. But I'm reading awesome. Menayin ledam. Look what he says. Menayin ledam. Nida shu edoy. Mashma dein letamei se beisha elam ke noita lemaris admimos. So therefore, he says in Mamash first, the whole Bart. And then it says, you take a look at the other Shainim over here in Nida, Dafites of Ralph, the Meiri. Oma Meiri, Chamishadam Tmeim, Pirish, Alfishadam Dam Eneela, he talks about it. Before the same thing, that the Iker Edoim is like Damakaza. All other maris are night into it. But then he says, the cool and heavy marat mimus are shitsiv'eyem mishtanim. They're all a marat mimus, but the divayim are mishtan. Now you take a look at the Meiri over there, he has a whole different mahalach in Akavya. Now that the mahalach was staying until now. In the Levush also, it's mevor like this, that in the Levush Ois Aleph also mevor like the way we're explaining Akavya. Now, so now it comes out that the reason that it's moving the words of Tosfos in a caveat. Tosfos is medakdik. Tosfos says over here. Tosfos says the ain't a neitel adimimus. Where did he get this term neitel adimimus? Whoever talked about neitel adimimus until now, we were saying, is it edem and not edem? The Gemara made a drasha. Where's neitel adimimus come from? What Tosfos is saying is that even a kavya who's being mechadish to us, that you don't need dafke edim, even if it's neitel adimimus, that's why he understood that Yorik's shaychas to edim is that's neitel adimimus, but Yorik ikasi is not neitel adimimus. So the machlek is a kavya in the chachomim is, the machlek is a kavya in the chachomim is what is. Is this night? Is this enough edim? Is it neitel edim or not? And as Chacham held, the dam yorek may have an atiyah to edim, but that atiyah is not enough to give it a din edim. As opposed to a kavi, he held this is enough to give it an atiyah to edim. Meimei tilsin, meimei baset tzli is edim. According to Bishamay, it is edim. And Svari says this is bechlal edim. So he doesn't need a new drasha for that. It doesn't need a new drasha for that. Akavi is being mechayesh to us that even if it itself you wouldn't consider edim, but it's noita to edim, that's enough considered edim. And that's what the Chama will argue with. If you take this information and go through the Beis Yosef, I believe that the Beis Yosef is mashma very much like this. You'll see the Beis Yosef. And also, you take a look at the Achrayim, the Levush of the Yosef Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch Rav and Sif Dalet, the Shach and Sif Katan Aleph, they're all mavur that this Nakuda Neitel Adimimus, meaning even though you'll see the Beis Yosef uses a lashon according to the Rabbanan, he says Ein B'dam Yorek Neitel Adimimus. What he means to say is not that the Rabbanan are disagreeing with the Metzias. What he means to say is that it's not enough Neitel Adimimus to consider this admimus like it's before in these achrayim. So now, bismaneinu that we're metayer dam yorok, even though there is a netiya to admimus, so we have to figure out what is in this dam yorok that we're metayer. What is this? So the emes is, if we take a look over here in the Samach Vav Amar Aleph, in the Samach Vav Amar Aleph, there's a Gemara over here, which we once saw when we were learning Kuf Pei Gimel. The Gemara says that Rebbe was Mesakim Mesadais, Rebbe Tikim Mesadais. Hiskin Rebbe Mesadais. Ros Yemacha Echad Teshav Shisha Vahu. Shnayim Teshav Shisha Vahain. Shloisha Teshav Shiva Nikim. Right, that was the Gemara. On that, Tosfos says, Shnayim Teshiv Shisha, Shema Rasa Yemishin Dam Yorok Beinim Minaminyan. What does Tosfos mean by that? Maybe on the first day you saw Dam Yorok, and therefore it was Minaminyan. Wait a minute, if Dam Yorok and Dam Edim are so different, so far apart from each other, how do you make that mistake? Elma, you see from this Tosfos that Taka, the Dam Yorok that we're referring to, is a Dam Yorok, which is Neitel Admimus. It has a Admimus in it. And it's enough that those, that at the Tkufa, like Rashi speaks about, when we became less Bekiyim, at the Tkufa, when we became less Bekiyim, there's what to switch over, there's what to make a mistake. And if you look at the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ra, the Ran, neither you test, the old mashma, the dam yorek is carved to dam edim, because they learned the halachas like the tam kama beishamay, the maybe tilsim maybe basit liya, it's maybe suffik mashenki yorek of a kavya we pass like the chamim, which is Rabbi Yisus v'tal the gami, and the Ramban over there writes in the lashon, I remember the lashon is over here in the chiddush Rashba, but you'll see from the lashon is that's how they all learned up like this. Okay, so that's one nekuda that I wanted just to bring out from the sugi itself. Now, number two. when we take a look at the Gemara Chafam and Aleph and Chafam Beis, we see over here that there were Amaroyim that were able to be mavchin, they were able to tell the difference between dam to dam. And they were able to be metayer. They were able to be metayer dam, which is not daima to one of the five maris. However, the Gemara does tell us that there were many Amaroyim that didn't want to do this. They weren't comfortable to rely on what they were seeing to be matter, because they felt they were not bekiyim. They were not bekiyim in it. So we take a look at the Rosh over here. Take a look at the Rosh. The Rosh. Do I have the Rosh? I don't have the Rosh. Do I have the Rosh? I'm sorry. So the Rosh. You can break it. The Rosh. The Rosh says as follows. Ubedayres halalu in baki bemaris damim lishoy nachachmasa. In these days they were not a baki in the maris damim to rely on their chachma ula hafrid bin dam ladam. Bafilu bime chachme hashas hoyumin achacham shayinim noyim aliris damim. Kol shekein ha'ina, so surely nowadays, kol shekein ha'ina, she'ein l'tayer shum dam hanoite l'mara admimus. Number one, he points out that because of our chesaron and bikios, therefore we should not be metayer any dam which is noite to the mara of admimus. Im loy she'ei lavan v'yorek, unless it's lavan, which is white, the yarek needs to be explained what yarek is. Kemarazov, like the color of gold. Happens with these different colors of gold. You have white gold, you have yellow gold, you have red gold also. And I heard from people that were by mines next to South Africa. It's a reddish gold.
Isn't there
anything
more about that?
Could be. Not a bucket in there.
Is there? Talked about the red gold.
Right, there is. Right. Correct. Right. Okay. Ava gab the Tanakama Sava the Dam Yorok Toilin Alov, near the Aloch Gacham the Metarin. Kihechi the Aloch Gabesil the Metarin, Kimei Tilsukhame Basli, and the Tanakam the Toilin, who did the Dam Yorok and Aloch Tanakam. Fine. So we have over here Yisoy. The Rosh is telling us, and this way it's before us in the Raifin in Balei HaNefesh, that a Dam which is Naitel Admimos is what we are Metar. Now, the Lashon of the Rosh and the... I'm not the Rosh. Why did I say the Rosh? The Lashon of the Rif and the... Yeah, exactly. The Lashon of the Rif in Shavuos Dalam Beis. The Rambam in Paragit Aleph, Halacha Yigimel, according to the Magen Mishnah. And the Torah at the end of Kuf Pei Gimel says that including the takanas of Zera was that they were machmet to betame any maradam eden, which means that this chumrah that we're machmer to be betame any dam which is noite to admimos goes back to Gemara. It's medina de Gemara, medina de Gemara. The Gemara. This is all included in takanas of Zera. That's how they learned the Torah over there in Kuf Pei Gimel. The Rambam, the Rif, it all goes back to Takonas Rav Zera. And this way it's before also in Ramban, in Paragimah, Aloch Gimel, the Rashba, the Ran, that let me see. Ramban. Is there a band after the... Yeah. The Ramban says, Hamara shayu chacham metarmin b'hem chamishim. Ha'edim fa'in kanzer. V'zman hazeh, kol sheyish b'mara admimas klal, any mara admimas, b'en shayu omakave o idiyahave, tamay. It's tamay. V'chein komar shechayres ava yorg v'alov av v'shmichos y'kidam, is it tov. Now the Shulchan Aruch Rav in Ois Aleph is mashma. Shulchan Aruch Rav is interesting. In Sif Aleph he says no, it also includes any maradama admimos is also included. No, I thought there was more of a deep. I'm sorry. In Ois Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch Rav says, when he's talking about red, he used a lashon of ve'ein latar shum dam hadoyim lemar admimos. We don't nowadays. We're not matar any dam which is doima tamarad mimus. V'hilka chafila kimeim etil sechmei basisli nami lematarinon but filu dia mehem. Okay, that's by Edom. By Shachar. What does he say by Shachar? It says va'achshav in sebeis. Va'achshav she'enon v'kim v'maris adamim. Feel kizayis with dia mi mani tami. I feel dia min a dia. Va'afo pishanir la'ayin. Kol shu dia harbe min a dioi. Komogin gzeiras chachomim ha'achroinim. Mechach me ha'gmaro. Gzeiras ha'goinim sh'achar gmari. Le tami. Kol mar shechoyrois va'adumimois. Bezman hazeh. She'em bikim b'marais. So over here he's talking about, he's saying, Kosh dia harba minadiyot. Anything which is darker than the yot, than from the diyot. Right, where there's surely no suffix over there. The Sidre Taira over here in Kufbeches is Ches Sidre Taira. Sidre Taira says he quotes a sefer Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef, because Chuvas Beis Yosef, Kasab, the Isha Shirasa Kratin, Venevdabal Abdikim, Nemoche, fine goes on, and he brings down this Chuvas Beis Yosef, where it's Mavur, that which Mamatame, any Mara Edim, it has been like a suffix. Right? Look, I'll read his Lashon. Says over here. Says the imtivs la kasa the isharas a krotim and nevdu b'leibedika. She lost it without checking it. Im nimoicha elav to see that's the test that we make to see whether it's dam or not. If it's nimoicha or not. The muta what? Says b'yisakov about you. What? Sorry, is that handwritten chuvas b'yisakov, and then I crossed out the Yaakov and I wrote Yosef. Fine, whatever. Okay. So the mutter mitam sfeik sfeika. He wants to make a sfeik sfeika. Suffik imhu edaim alav, right? Because she lost it. V'im timslam shu edaim shem alahayin nimayach. Maybe it didn't dissolve. V'ava gav she isha imeres shirasakayim shu nevdevay edaim. Even though she's telling us, no, I know it was edaim. So we don't have any more the suffik whether it was edaim or not. Since there are maredim which are tahar, elo shein on a bikim chashav sveika. So comes out that what's the reason why What's the status of our maris? In other words, that which we're being machmir nowadays, that which we like says kumash kasev rosh uvedaris alolo ein baki liras bedam lishen achachmas lahavli bedam ledam. Fil mechachmir damra im enacham nimnaim liras dam. Koshken in the right coast imke menidin dedan have his fake sveika. So it comes out that that what he's saying over here is mimchashdas. That even though nowadays we are metame any mare edoim, but it's a status of a suffix. Since it's a chsarin, you deal with chaloilim, like he says afterwards. He says, "Va'avta have a chsarin yedia, aye, but you'll tell me it's a chsarin yedia. Just find out if this is edoim or not. Come on, have a sveik sveika. Teida shari kasser amad suffix and kasser is that it goes on. Akapar it's a suffix. It's a suffix." You deal with chalaylam, so therefore it's considered like a suffik gomer according to all days. See the taz that the ches is vav as the din of a suffik, and therefore in a case where I have another suffik, I can be mitzarif the other suffik and be mako because of sveik sveika. Similar to this, we see in the merachar zerua. The merachar zerua in simakuv yabei says if let's say someone finds dam, which is Mara's Mishunah from other dam of what she normally sees. She found it's just different than the way she normally sees. Since we're not Bekim and Mara's Adamim, so there's a suffix that maybe this is not from the Chameshas of Mara's, and therefore, over here we have another suffix, because this is not her normal color that she sees when she gets her period, so maybe it's Minat's Dadim, maybe it's coming from somewhere else. We can be Mako, it is fake Sveika. So again, you see in the Merachar Zerua that which nowadays we're metame maris, which are noitalad mimas, is metare suffik, because we don't know. So we can be mitzarif another suffik. He has suffik men stadim over there. So you can be mitzarif. That's
Merachar Zerua?
What? Simen Kuf Yud Beis. The Beis Meir, he has a tshuva over there in Samach Dalet. The tshuva going to the Kalkadish is Vilna. He says over there, starts off with Ki Oysen Lani is Daiti Oysen Shaykh Ben the Maiden Bo Asfik Tzvik Shemevi. He's Chaylik on this Malach. He's Chaylik on the Beis Yaakov. Says that which we're Machmet to me Natame any Mara Edoim or Shachar is not Machmet Safik. It's Gzeres Chachamim. That's the Gzeis Chacham, Chazawa Geiser. Therefore, he writes that even in a place where she saw a Mara, that it's a suffix if it's Naital Edoim, and she lost the Mara, you have no right to be Meko because it's fake Sveika. Because once Chazawa Machmir, and they ask that any Mara Edoim, now becomes like a Vada Yisatayra, and one can have a Meko. The sveika at all. Because the shach, it's similar to the shach and called the sveik sveika, he should chest by Gvinus Akum over there.
But isn't it saying Chazal knew the colors? Can't say this is actually
no, we just quoted a shame that goes back to me, the Rosh. Yedin of the Gemara, Bzeira, right. So they were Geiza on any Dam Edim. They made a Gzeiras Chacham, like the Lashon of the Ramban or other Shayim also, Gzeiras Chacham. So once they were Geiza, Medina the Gemara. Medina the Gemara to Asa.
Yeah,
that's what the Beis Meir has learned. And he's Medame to the Din of Gvinasak. The Marsham, Chelik Alp Sim Samachay, he says it's not Daime to Gvinasak. Because over there, it's a Din Talmud. Over there, it's not just a Din Talmud. I'm sorry, it's not Daime to Gvinasak because. Because he says, we don't really find in the Gemara that they were Geiza Maris Damim. All we find is that there were Amarayim that did not want to see the Damim because they didn't feel comfortable enough that they're bucky enough. And therefore, there were many Amarayim that were either more Machmir or they didn't want to be Machmir in this, so they didn't look at it. The Paiskim is the Paiskim later on that made the Chumrah, and therefore, in the case where the Maradam is Mishunah, it will be considered a Safi. However, many Acharim are chaylik on this, and they say that as long as the Nmara is nearer to the Ayin Edoim, we're not mistarif any sveikis, and we don't say maybe it's from the Maris Adamim, and we consider it Tamei Vadi Midrais. So we have here a big machlekes, which is important to remember, because it will come up. In a case where I have a Mara, which is Neitel Admimus, am I being Metamei and Misafik, or Mitoras Vada? Okay, another Nekud over here. The Gemara says, Shachar. What's Shachar? So the Gemara said, Where it says, Shachar Edaimu El Shalaka. It's Edaim, except it was Laka. What does that mean? So Rashi says over here, Shenekar Menaguf Laika Umashke. From his neck of Menaguf, it was Laika Umashke. Sounds like that it started off red, except when it was Nekar and Laguf, it got thrown around. It was Laka, got thrown around, and it turned blackish. Is this Tuma Deraisa or Drabanan? This Tuma? This Shachar. It was Edem and now turned Shachar. Is it Tuma Deraisa or Drabanan? So it's Machlaik is Rishayim. We take a look at the Rambam in Perek Hey Halacha Zayin. The Rambam, Perek Hey Halacha Zayin, says, "Chamisha damim tameim beisha v'ashar tahar ve'elohim ha'edoim v'ashachar keren charkem chamim adam v'chiyay namaza." So he's counting us for the five damim which are tameim beisha. It's mashma over here. He's equating them. And that this is a Torah. And the reason for Shachar will be that since we know it came from Edom, which is Tameh, therefore it is Tameh min Torah like Edom. And that's why it's Mevor in the Torah. That's what?
Is that not the Mishnah?
What do you say?
Is that not our Mishnah?
It's not our Mishnah?
Is that not our Mishnah?
What? Is it our Mishnah?
It's the same thing as our Mishnah.
Okay.
Is
he quoting it like that? We'll see how the Hashem will quote it differently.
Is the Rambam
saying
Torah?
What? It doesn't say Minat Torah, but he's equating the five Dhamma together. You want to bring a riot from the Mishnah? Gesundheit. I said it's Machlek is Rishayim. You want to say Machlek is the Mishnah and Rishayim? Fine. But in Rishayim, I found the Machlek. The Rambam over here, he equates them together in Halacha. And the Mishnah, I can always say, this is the Rais, this is the Rabbanan. The Mishnah tongue is Chamisha Dhamma. I'm telling us what? So that's what it's before in the Shach, Sivkot and Aleph, the Chavaz Das, and Chedushim says in Shulchan Aruch Rav and Reis Beis, awesome. However, if you take a look at the Rashi and Teres Beis Akatsa, who didn't know the Mishnah, he says over there as follows. He says, Dvar Torah, Eina Isha Tameya Mishum Nida. Dvar Torah, Shina Tameya Mishum Nida, Asha Tira Dam Edim. V'oi Timu Chachamim, as a Shachar. And also Chazal Metami Shachar Mipnei Shetchilasi Edim Hayel Shel Lachar. That's his lashon. Va'oy Timu Chachamim Zeh Shachar Mipnei Shetchilasi Edim Hayel Shel Lachar. Mashma that Shachar. When they become Aser, Chachamim Metami Shachar. If we take a look at Rashi and Sech the Sukkah, Daf Lami Gimel Mabez, over here, we have also, Gemara says, Ela Shalaka, Tome Dam Shacha, Beisha Edim Hu El Shalaka, Lefichach Timuhu, therefore they were Metamid, Kid Disnan, Chamish Adam, Tome Beisha Edim Ha Shacha. Pretty clear that Timuhu is Lashon Rav, that the Rabbanu were Metamid. So we have over here now another machlekes. The machlekes are showing them in the din shachar that's chlasi edem el shalaka. Is that a din Torah? Is it a Torah or is it drabban? The Tzemach Tzedek in Siman Kuf Chav He is ma'arich on this. He gets also involved in at what point exactly is it changing? Is it at the time when the dam is leaving the Bein HaShinayim that's still Edom over there? It's only in the Beis HaChitzin that it becomes Shachar? Or perhaps it already became Shachar before it got to the Beis HaChitzin, and therefore at the time when it's being Neker, what it means is that the Shosh and Neker was Edom, she became Tameh even though it left the Bein HaShinayim as Shachar. She's Tmeya. He's Marich on this nice exactly. Where's Nekam and Aguf? Nekam and Aguf means what?
Four
is not counting shachar. The Gemara says Vatanan Chamisha. Says besides the shachar. Yeah, the Gemara's teretz is either shachar is not one of the four. Either it's a later takana from the Chamim,
right.
Or the Mishnah is or it's a deraisa for a different reason.
So how is saying shachar shalaka the same thing as saying it's deraisa?
The answer is that it is Edom. I don't need to count it as a separate one. It is Edom al Shalaka. Now, this Shalaka is a Tami Daraisa Drabana. It's a separate discussion.
Right, but if the question was from the dimension of the answer, then no, it's Drabana.
Why do you have to answer that? I'm answering it is Edom. You told me there's only. Read the Mishnah. The Mishnah is Chamisha Dami to me. You told me black. Teretz is black is not a stira because black is also dam edayim, so it's not a stira. So either you can learn and therefore it's included in edayim and therefore I don't have to count it separately. It's the raisa included in edayim, or no, it's still edayim. You tell me I was mamzi a new one. I wasn't mamzi a new one. It's edayim. Chazal Gar felt the need to add it to the list of four. Okay, yeah, Seder.